Well, hello everyone. Welcome to part two of the audio tutorial for the Kenwood THF-6A handheld, the tri-band handheld. I'm your host, Matt Arthur, KA0PQW. And if you have any questions about these tutorials, you're welcome to email me, my call sign, Kilo Alpha Zero Papa Quebec Whiskey at ARRL.net. And we'll go from there. Now, in the last tutorial, we kind of just did an overview of the radio and sort of where the buttons were and a few things. But in this one, we're going to go a little further than that and try to tell you what some of the buttons do and so on. We'll cover it all. It'll take a while, but we'll get there. So I've got this handheld in my hand. I'm going to hold it so that the antenna is facing away from me and that the touch tone pad, the 16-digit keypad, I guess you would call it, direct entry pad, is facing me. And I'm going to tell you basically what the buttons do by themselves and what they do with the function. And a lot of these a lot of things on the radio, a lot of these buttons have multiple functions. So you may hit the function key, which happens to be the A key. The A, again, is on the top row of that 16-digit keypad on the right-hand side of the radio, top row, right below the speaker. Top row is 1, 2, 3, A. And the A key is the function key. That's going to be very important because it does several things. Locks the radio for one. You can hold it, push and hold, and it will lock the radio. Push and hold it again, and it unlocks the radio. So that's what that button does by itself, is locks and locks the radio. When it locks the radio, it locks the 16-digit keypad and the menu button. Everything basically but the power button. You know, the power on and off, which we talked about in the last tutorial, or last part. There is a menu option if you want to lock the channel selector when you lock up the handle. I think that's a good idea, so then you ain't bumping the channel selector and getting it off frequency. To me, the idea of locking the handheld is so it doesn't get off frequency and stuff like that. I think it's menu 8. We'll get to that later on here at some point. So we're going to go through these buttons and then tell you what they are by themselves and with the function. We're going to start with number 1. Number 1 on the right hand, left hand side of the radio, let's not get the directions mixed up. Left hand side at the top of this 16-digit keypad, number 1. By itself, it's your power adjustments, your power settings. It has three, the radio has three power settings. High power, which will be a low beep. Low power, which will be a higher beep, and the same beep will be extra low power, and I'm going to demonstrate that. Now we're on high power, 5 watts. Low power, which is about a watt and a half or something, 50 milliwatts, extra low power. Back to high power. You don't have to hit another couple of times to get it to extra low power. Function 1, or A1, function 1 is a battery level checker. It's battery level checker, and you'd have to be sighted to use it. So it really isn't of any value to us as blind people, but that's what function 1 does, is your power level. Or function 1, I should say, is a battery level checker. Pardon me. Well, that's number 1. Number 2 is a band select by itself. And remember, this radio does have two receivers. So on the B receiver, it'll do more than just the three bands. It'll do like nine bands or something at a time. But the low beep is always 2 meters on either receiver. The low beep is always 2 meters. And I'm on the A receiver, right? Yeah, I'm on the A receiver. We'll get to that A and B receivers here shortly. Well, I'll show you how this works. Now I'm on 440, back to 2 meters, and back to 220 where I happen to leave mine. So now we're on 2 meters, 220, 440, 2 meters, and I'm going to go back to 220. The function 2 has to do with the B receiver, and it's a mode selector. There's FM, narrow and wide, wide and narrow, AM, sideband, CW. There are several modes, and typically the low beep will put it back to FM. And if it can't go to, if you have, there is also a fine-tuning adjustment for sideband and stuff on the B receiver. We'll get to that later. And when it's in that fine-tune adjustment, the mode doesn't go back to FM, or generally doesn't. But I'll show you that it will change modes. Function 2. I don't even know the order of these modes. I don't use the receiver that much, but I can tell by listening to it. Now we're back to FM. So that's that, and we'll talk more about that when we talk about the B receiver. Number 3. Number 3, by itself, toggles between either the A or B receiver. The A and B bands of this radio. I'm on the A receiver right now. Now I go to the B and back to the A receiver. B, A. The low beep is the A receiver, of course. Now A3 or function 3 sets up the radio so you can listen to both bands, both receivers at the same time. I use that a lot. And seems to be the opposite of each other on receivers. So if you're on the B receiver, let me just see here. The B receiver. Right now I'm set up so it won't listen. The low beep on the B receiver means that both of them are on. Call it the same way. Yeah, the low beep, function 3, means that both receivers are active. The high beep means they're turned off. So now I've got both. I'm only listening on the A receiver. I'm going to hit function 3 again.
Around 20. Wednesday, the low beep. Cloudy with a 20% chance of snow.
Anyway, so that's that. The A and B receiver. When you get the low beep function 3, both receivers are active. And you get the high beep, you've turned it off, so it's only listening to one or the other, depending on which one you're in. We'll talk more about the B receiver and what it's good for and stuff later on in this tutorial. Now we're to the A key. A is the function key. And by itself, it locks the radio when you push and hold. When you push and hold again, it will unlock it. If you accidentally push it and you don't mean to, it's still going to give you a high beep. But when you push it again to get out of it, it will give you a low beep so that you know you're out of it. But if you push and hold, it's going to lock the handheld or unlock the handheld. Now let's go back and do the whole row of buttons. Second row of buttons, the 4 key by itself takes you to what's called the info band. And that has all of the 10 various weather channels programmed in it by default. So it automatically, because the A receiver will not receive where the weather band is, it automatically takes you to the B receiver. So if you want to be in the A receiver and you've accidentally pushed that, you need to get to VFO. And anyhow, that's what the 4 does. Takes you to the info weather band. And then you can tune through the various weather channels. And then you need to hit VFO and then back to the B receiver. Make sure you get the low beep. That's kind of a tricky thing. I don't use it much. Function 4 is a visual scan. It's a battery hog function. I don't recommend it. It's not even something we can use as blind people. But it puts you into some kind of a visual scan. So that's kind of useless. But I want you to know what it does. Number 5 is your squelch adjustment. Got to unlock my handheld again. Now I have the squelch open. I just closed it. But how this works, the squelch adjustment's a little different. You push the 5, and then you turn the channel selector either to the right or to the left. If you turn it to the right, clockwise, it'll tighten the squelch. Counterclockwise, loosens the squelch. Now I've got the squelch as tight as it will go. And when it gets as tight as it will go or as loose as it can go, it will beep. You can get out of the squelch mode, squelch adjustment mode, by either pushing the 5 or the push to talk on the side of the radio, and that will beep and take you out of that mode. Function 5 is for Vox. You may or may not use Vox. I never do, but there's also an adjustment in the menus to set the Vox delay, things like that. But Function 5 is Vox. You need to know that. Number 6. By itself is a balance. You can adjust the balance between the A and B receivers, or how loud one or the other one is when you're listening to both receivers. We'll get to that later. 6 does not have a function, or in other words, there is no function 6. 6 only operates by itself for the balance. Number 7 is your PL settings, or kind of it. Turns your PL on and off. Off is a low beep. Now I've got the PL off. PL encode. Encode decode. That means the receiver has to see or has to hear that PL in order, whatever it's set to, in order to open the receiver, at least the handheld. Next one is digital PL. Not real widely used, but in some areas it is used. It's also settable, and back to PL off. Most common, of course, is PL encode, which would be the first beep after you hear the low beep. You push it again, and you'll be in PL encode. Function 7 is how you set PLs. And we'll get into that a little later. That's a little more tricky, and that's probably be a part in itself. But it is certainly doable as a blind person to set PLs. Number 8, by itself, is the reverse button. That's how you listen to signals on the input of a repeater. And you get the low beep and you go to the input, high beep, you're back on the output. Okay, I turned my attenuator back on. Function 8 is how you set your offsets. Simplex is a low beep. Function 8 will be a low beep. Let's do this again. Not there. Repeater ID there. Function 8. Now I'm on simplex. Plus 600. Minus. Well, I should say plus or minus. Yeah, it does seem to be backwards. I don't know. It seems to do it different on some bands or in other bands. But anyhow, plus will be one high beep, minus will be another high beep. Simplex, you'll get the A, and then the A8 will give you the low beep. So that's your offsets. Number 9, by itself, it's a visual thing that we won't use. I think it has to do with naming memories or something like that. Function 9 is a similar thing where it's naming memories. Something to do with the display anyhow. So, function and C, let's get to the C key. That's very important. That gets you into memory mode. And function C, or AC, has to do with programming memories. And we'll get to that later because that's something we need to put a little more time into. Let's go down to the bottom row here. The star key by itself really doesn't do anything, except when you're entering some frequencies on the B receiver, it acts as a decimal point. We'll get to that later. Function star is when you're scanning and you want to lock something out of scan. Function star will do that. When you get the high beep, it's locked out, and the low beep, it's not locked out. Zero. By itself, really doesn't do anything, except on the B receiver in any mode other than sideband, any mode other than FM, some of the modes anyway, you can hit zero and it will give you a fine-tuning adjustment, a fine-tuning setting. And that's something we'll cover later. Function zero in the VFO mode adjusts the steps, whether it's 5, 10, 25 or 12 and a half, whatever the steps, tuning steps of the handheld. And you may or may not have to mess with that. The pound key is your enter key by itself. And when you get the high beep, it means you're ready to enter in a frequency or a memory channel. And you get the low beep, and you're out of that set mode. D key, we already talked about it, the call channel. The higher beep means you're in the call channel. Slightly lower beep means you're out of the call channel. Function D programs the call channel. I do need to go back and talk about the pound key just a little bit. Function pound locks either the A or B receiver, and it also seems to put it, if you're in certain modes, put it into some kind of a paging mode where it will make the radio ring like a telephone. Function pound. When you get the A pound, you get a high beep, you're in that mode. You get the low beep, you're out of that mode again. Function pound. Not something I really recommend using. It seems to cause more problems than it really solves. So I don't really recommend that. So that's this part of the tutorial, and the next part we'll get into direct frequency entry and memories and so on. We'll just kind of keep going. So with that, for now, 73, and we'll see you in the next part from KA0PQW. And again, if you have any questions, feel free to email me at my call sign, KA0PQW@ARRL.net. So we'll see you in the next part.